This week, so much has gone, so much has been said, and so much has happened. I'd like to start by drawing our imagination to something very impossible. Imagine the impossibility of having not to worry about anything. When there's so much to think about, to worry about, in our homes, schools, family life, towns, country, and the world at large. The air in these past days has lingered through misery, agony, pain. And Bridget started by mentioning about the Manchester attack. And possibly this has touched and moved most of us due to the proximity to us. But just to refresh our mind, that this is not so different from what has happened in other parts of this world. We've seen images flashing on our TVs about Syria. I'm particularly reminded of an instance when a hospital was bombed, and specifically targeting children. I'm reminded of a terrorist attack back in my country some years ago when an ongoing kids' art cafe was going on. I'm reminded of Nigeria and the kidnap of the high school girls, 300 of them. And just a few weeks ago when we were celebrating 82 of them released from captivity. I'm reminded of Pakistan, a high school that was bombed, and so many students perished. Remember that Tuesday early morning before I went to bed when the Manchester attack happened. I was seething in pain and so much agitated. And a part of my previous life was coming back into me as I was clenching my fist and thinking, what would I have done if I was there face to face with this young man? And I almost found myself clicking on my imaginary gun and doing away with him. But as I was doing this and clenching my fist, I was reminded of one thing. The more that I should clench my fist in prayer over all these things that are happening, I'm reflecting on a very simple passage that I'm saying, the theme, let your will be done, which is my prayer and which I would urge all of us to make our prayer today, that God's will may be done. But this raises the fundamental question of evil versus good. Why does evil thrive in God's watch? Was God there when all these things happened? Was he watching? Was he silent? Was he provoked by whatever happened? Is God moved by evil? And I guess one of the most fundamental questions to all those that are affected, why me? Why us? Brothers and sisters, all these atrocities remind us how vulnerable we are and how precious the gift of life is. St. Paul urges us this morning to turn our worry into prayer. To worry a little bit more, rest, and to pray more. This is because God's peace doesn't mean the absence of war, conflict, pain, or agony. Neither is God's peace gained by the presence and the acts of fortifying ourselves, increasing our arms and armed patrol. Well, I don't want to downplay all these security measures. But these only act as a visible deterrent or just a stopgap measure to the evil people. Brothers and sisters, we are at war against an ideology. And the only way to win an ideological war is to set up another ideology that is superior than the overriding idea. And this is our duty, this is our prayer this morning, that every parent, every brother, sister, every faith reader will be able to come up with an ideology that can conquer evil, which has prevailed against the goodwill of the people. God's peace comes in the knowledge that God is in control. Our destiny is set, and that victory over evil is assured. There couldn't have been a better time for us to be urged to pray than now. And the Archbishop came up with this prayer series, Thy Kingdom Come. And in this period, the church has been praying, and we shall continue to pray. We need to pray that evil may be conquered by good. And I'm sure that the prayers of the brethren have countered this. I'm sure you've heard the good stories that came out of Manchester the other day. I heard of those people who opened doors to their houses to total strangers, fed them, nourished, spoke good words to them. I was particularly touched by one story of a cabby driver who drove a family 45 miles away and never charged them, not even a penny. Challenged of doctors and health workers, people who resumed back to duty when they ought to have been enjoying their off time. Particularly moved by that photo of one young Domino's pizza delivery guy doing a delivery to the hospital just to help people that were overworking and having overtime and not having time to even grab a decent meal. Such good deeds have come out of what was evil, and the spirit of humanity and love has been shown. And that's why we need to pray that the will of God may happen, because we might not be there at that present and that time to offer help, but our prayer could touch people to do something. We need to pray for the affected people, not only in Manchester, but in all other parts of the world, that God may comfort them, and that his peace may be experienced in these turbulent times. We need to pray for the security agencies, that wisdom may prevail in their duty, and that may be able to make timely decisions, even when times are very hard. I mean, it's so disheartening to hear that some of these people, at one point in life, they have been flagged off by the security agencies, and maybe due to many things happening at the same time, a link has not been followed. That wisdom may prevail unto them. We need to pray for the medical staff, that they may find strength in the self-will to serve and to do their duties. And surprisingly enough, we need to pray for the perpetrators of this injustice and these evil deeds, that justice may prevail and God's mercy abound after justice. We need to pray for the government, and especially at this time, and when we've been given an opportunity to vote and to make our voice heard by the kind of policies that we want done in this country. It's a high time to look at some of these foreign policies in these parties and think critically between the lines, what do they stand for? Because at one time, I've always been provoked to think some of these things have happened as a result of this. We have the power to pray and the opportunity to change this with our vote. Jesus sets to us the best example. When he was overwhelmed by all, and death was so imminent, and he was hanging on the cross, he made a special prayer. Father, take away this cup from me. Not my will, but your will may prevail. Brethren, I do not know what your desire is today. I do not know what pain, distress, sorrow, bitterness you might be experiencing. But certainly sure, amidst all these unanswered questions and thoughts, I wish to assure you of one thing in confidence. Once we make our supplications to God, he does hear. And he brings everything into accomplishment in his own time. He says, ask, seek, knock. And when we ask, we shall receive. When we seek, we shall get. And when we knock, the door shall be opened unto us. Let us never cease to pray. And especially this time, we pray for ourselves. We pray for all those things that I've mentioned. And at the end of the day, God's will prevail. Amen.